T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
An impromptu segment of Ask a Jew. In terms of circumcision,
yeah,
it's a horrifying, horrifying thing to be near. One time I was an assistant at my nephew's circumcision, where I was what's called a sondek, right? And I was the guy, I held some gauze that was soaked in Manischewitz, and I could put it on his gums.
Yeah, you probably do a lot better with Manischewitz, but I look funny on my table.
As the moil sliced off his foreskin. And he shrieked like an eight-day-old in the worst pain that they will ever experience their entire life. And my sister left the room.
Compose yourself! This is a bridge! We're performing a bridge here, not a burlesque show! This is not a school play! This is not a baggy pants farce! This is a bridge! A sacred ancient ceremony symbolizing the covenant between God and Abraham. Or something.
And but he got through it, and now he's the play-by-play voice of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
Nice.
Deep to right. Goodbye.
Alternate names for Ask a Jew, by the way. The More Jew Know, which is pretty good. Learn something Jew every day. Okay, so some good questions coming in via text. Is the dreidel game considered gambling? Oh, yeah.
Why do you wear such a tiny hat, and is there a tiny hat rack?
Called a yarmulke.
I make that beanie spin when I work his thing.
It's a fun fact. It's transliterated, which is like translated from the Hebrew as yarmulke, Y-A-R-M-U-L-K-E.
Dump em, Tanny. We don't know what that means.
We have no clue what that means. It could be anything.
Is that some sort of signal out there for someone?
Yeah.
What's that thing Jews put on the front door? You mean the thing on the door jamb? It's called a mezuzah, and it's inside the mezuzah, which is on the door jamb, is a copy of a prayer from the Torah. And every time you go in and out of the house, you're supposed to kiss your hand. And
it's like
touch
a Notre Dame sign.
Right. Like a champion today.
It's a mezuzah. This is like a Jewish thing. You know, we put it over the door so every anti-Semite in the neighborhood will know that we live here in case they want to burn down the house. Anyway.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony.
Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I can't believe I missed The More Jew Know.
That devastates me.
I know. And I love that the connection was made, that the Notre Dame sign that the players all touch on the way out is their version of the mezuzah, or is it the other way around? What came first? It's hard to tell.
I don't know. My mom said, "Are you listening to the show today?" Yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, no. I don't. I'm not listening when I'm not working. No disrespect.
Understood.
She goes, "I was dying laughing at Ask a Jew." I'm like, "They played Ask a Jew without me."
Yeah, we did.
That's just disrespectful.
You're not a full Jew. You've admitted that. You put up Christmas trees.
Oh, God.
Well, who are you
so
to
do
tell
I.
me?
So do I, Shane.
Yeah, but did you as a kid, Speaks?
No.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, Danny did it as a kid?
Oh,
my
whole life.
He got Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
What? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't have to justify my childhood to you. But yeah, no, of course.
No, you only have to justify it to God at the pearly gates when you get there. And I don't
Should
think that's going to go well. Yeah, shorty. Yeah, turn around, go lower. Elevator's over
quickie.
There.
No, Jews don't believe in hell. We're fine.
Good point. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, so I'll be just fine. It was my dad converted to Judaism before he married my mom. So he was Jewish when he married her, and so therefore he was Jewish when I was conceived at halftime of the 85 Super Bowl. And but they fell in love around Christmas time, so my mom fell in love with Christmas. And Christmas, let's be honest, it kicks the crap out of Hanukkah.
Whoa.
It runs up the score. It's 45-3. It's not a fair fight.
You know what? I'm winning a little bit with Ruben this year. He's into it. The nine-year-old, he's like... We talked about the story. He's got thoughts.
The fake
story. He's getting
story.
The presents. Yeah. Yeah, you know, like the whole thing. He's in. So I'm winning the war on Christmas just a little bit.
You're not.
At my house.
You won't for long. You might for a year when you're trying at your absolute peak.
Not even a year. How about in 3 weeks when Christmas starts running up the score?
It's true. You have an early lead this year. Like, it's right off the back of Thanksgiving. It's deceptive. It's like, is it even December yet? Like, what's happened?
No, exactly right. But then late in the third quarter and early in the fourth, Christmas is going to be showboating. Deion Sandersing into the end zone for sure.
Yeah, you'll be down at halftime. You'll be like, how am I even losing at halftime? I had such a commanding early lead.
So I love that. You know, and this is true for anybody who doesn't know, Danny Parkins conceived at halftime of the 85 Super Bowl.
At least that's what my mom told me.
It's a remarkable
I don't know why
fact.
She told me that. But yeah,
it's like, hey, let me tell you when we had sex.
Yeah.
Come on over here, son. And then my favorite question during Ask a Jew yesterday, I think, was who is the front runner to replace Matt Nagy as Bears head coach? Because you can ask anybody that. You know, you don't have to.
But they just asked a Jew. That's question.
Right. And I said Byron Leftwich. I went with Byron Leftwich, but that's just my hopeful depth chart at this point. I don't have a folder together. The Bears head coaching candidates folder, as brought to you by Staples, does not exist yet. There may be a time for it, but I don't have it yet.
Leftwich would not be number one, and I don't think he'd be in the top three for me, by
really?
The way.
You want Daboll?
Do
you want to go that route, or do you want a retread? You want somebody who's done this before?
I think I want Joe Brady. I think he'd be at the top of the list.
Joe Brady right now is the offensive coordinator for Matt Rhule in Carolina.
Which number in the bunch is he?
Yeah, he was the seventh.
Yeah, he's the one, Shane, whose voice was breaking as he tried to change the playbook.
I think I want Joe Brady.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that everything about
you love what the Panthers are doing, don't you? You love your big Panthers guy.
No, it's not. It's not just that. It's so here, it's more about crossing off things about other people. To be honest with you, like, and we not exactly where I planned to start today, but
sure.
So Leftwich, how could you possibly feel comfortable saying that the credit and the dominance that Tampa has shown is his responsibility when he's with Bruce Arians, but more importantly, Tom Brady?
No, we just
saw it with Matt Nagy.
You're right.
Where separating him from Andy Reid proved to be impossible and faulty. But at least in that case, there was a long list of coaches who had coached under Andy Reid and been successful, whether it was Ron Rivera or Sean McDermott or John Harbaugh or Doug Peterson, right? There was a quarter of the league at one point two years ago.
That's fair. And you know what? Leftwich has only been a coach with Arians, right?
Right.
Cardinals for a few years, and then with the Bucs. He was a player in the league and ran a lot of different offenses, so I don't think he's as much of a one-trick pony in terms of this is what I'm going to come in to run and stand by it. And I really like the version of what Arians does, which is based on running the ball, and then they count the numbers, and they pass when you're playing the run, and they run when you're playing the pass. That's a much better way to go about business in the NFL, in my opinion.
I think that's reasonable. I just Leftwich became a hot head coaching candidate when they got Tom Brady. And that's just going to be a tough one for me to get over. It does not mean that he can't be a great coach. It doesn't mean that the performance of the Bucs will not warrant him deserving a shot. But I can't That one's going to be tough for me. I'm just going to.
Because it feels too similar. It feels too similar in terms of the profile.
And it feels impossible to parse in an interview. Like, how in the world am I going to assign credit to him when there's all of these other people who I know have such a huge influence in what they're doing offensively? Like, you would have to be in the room to really have a knowledge of how much of the Bucks' offensive success is for him. And frankly, it's hard for me to imagine that the success of that team is not because of Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I need to employ once again Shane Reardon, and Danny, you can play along here as our internet analysts. Yesterday, we did some emoji analysis to try and figure out what Wilson Contreras was trying to say with his four plane emoji. We have Marcus Stroman liking two tweets. One of his likes was a tweet where somebody said, "Let's go, Jed," where Dom, the director of morale, had tweeted, "Let's go, Jed," and had tweeted it at Stro, and Stro liked that. And then he also liked a tweet that was retweeting Bleacher Nation, who was tweeting a story that included my hot and heavy tweet. Marcus Stroman liked that. So we've got two likes from the account of Marcus Stroman regarding the Cubs' interest and the hot and heavy talks.
Okay, so here's the thing, Speaks. I don't want to ruin your narrative, and maybe I'm not ruining it, but I'm just kind of dampening it a little bit.
This is why I ask, does he do that with every team, with every report of teams that are interested
in him? It's not necessarily every report of teams that are interested in him, but anytime Marcus Stroman is complimented or somebody like disses the way the Mets handled him, anything like that where he thinks he came out on top in a situation or he was right in a situation and somebody is tweeting in his favor, he likes all those tweets.
Okay.
He's a big liker on Twitter. If I'm just going through his likes.
Yes,
I see it. Okay.
Someone from the Yankees, someone from the Reds.
He's also a notable refuter. Like, he will refute something.
And he tweets back at people. He and I have had a couple Twitter conversations. Like, okay. he's a very agreeable guy. He's a good dude, but this is not unique.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's why I asked. This is why I go to the younger generation to help me out with my experience here on the Twitters.
Much younger, by the way.
Yeah, significantly younger. And Shane than me.
Shane's still in his 20s.
How about that, huh?
That's crazy. Not for long, bastage. But
27 or 29?
29.
He's there.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Man, when's your birthday?
Don't worry about it.
No. We got to roast you because that was so comfortable.
Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, come on. Wait, when's your birthday?
Don't worry about it, dude.
We got to produce something.
I know. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it. I'm the producer.
I don't believe you. I don't believe that you will. But just to finish the point on Joe Brady Speaks, even though the Bears got it wrong with Matt Nagy, I still believe fundamentally that it was like the right profile and like type of thing that you want.
We were here, man. It was something they had never done. And it was one of the prototypes of how you find people.
And Joe Brady is a 32-year-old offensive whiz kid. Like, that's his reputation. NFL experience with Sean Payton, then with LSU, right, where he is the guy behind that team that we referenced in transition. Now, you could argue that anybody would make a team with Burrow and Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and Clyde Edwards-Helaire look good, but that's one of the best college football teams in the last 25 years, and he was the one calling the plays and responsible for the offensive output. And then Matt Rhule in Carolina, who's considered, you know, he was a great program builder in college and different levels of success now, but doesn't have a quarterback to speak of in the NFL. But it would always worry me if you hired the CEO type or the defensive coach that your offensive guy would just get plucked to go take another job. Whereas if you brought in Joe Brady, he would be your top offensive guy forever. And you're not at risk of losing him to another NFL head coaching job. So
my concerns go higher. My concerns, as they often do when Bears conversation happens,
my concerns point upwards above Matt Nagy.
Oh, you just mentioned Leftwich as being your number one coaching guy. Like, they are going to have to hire a coach at some point.
I don't say that to diminish your conversation. I'm realizing that as we talk about coaches, it feels so unbelievably familiar. And part of the reason that it is familiar is that they don't have a good power structure. I mean, we're looking at 5 off-season changes for the Bears in 11 years. If Matt Nagy is launched and or Ryan Pace, we're looking at 5 changes in 11 years in the power structure. That is no way to be a healthy organization, which they obviously clearly are not. So that needs to be rectified somehow. They need to become the Steelers as quickly as possible.
Well, so let's talk about the value of continuity and what Hub said to Dan and Layla earlier today and how the hell they would sell this. Because you know I consider myself somewhat of a amateur armchair crisis PR expert. I don't really know how you would sell this one. It's next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello.
Gary Fensick will be on the show at 4 o'clock. Mark Grody at 5:40. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. Talking about how if you talk about who the next head coach of the Bears is going to be, it's an important conversation, but it feels like it's just a piece of a much bigger one because of organizational structure, a lack of continuity, and frankly, a lack of trust in the people who will be making those decisions. I feel like I've missed so much because, it's, you know, we were off the day before Thanksgiving, then the Bears played a game, and then we were off on Black Friday, and then a full NFL weekend happened, and then I was sick and missed a couple of days.
Full college football weekend too, Danny. I know that you've been out on college football for some of the year. As have I. We've talked about this. I watched a ton on Saturday. There was a lot going on.
Yeah, I missed a ton, but I also missed Hub, reporting about George McCaskey saying that, or not that George made the call on Justin Fields, that he forced Nagy to do it, and then Matt Nagy came out and refuted it, so I wasn't here for that. But then Hub today went back to his well with sources, and this is a longtime football reporter, saying to Dan and Layla something that absolutely is relevant when we discuss the Bears hierarchy.
This is just what I'm hearing from really good sources, that that there is still a lot of confidence with ownership in Ryan Pace, and it's without comment on Matt Nagy. I think one of the reasons that, we have felt that they've been joined at the hip is because everything they've done. Well, first of all, John Fox was not Ryan Pace's hire. I know he was the new GM. He had the ability to hire a head coach. It wasn't forced on him. He had veto power. But I know one guy, Dan Quinn, who went on to take a team to a Super Bowl a year or two later, was his first choice, and then I think there were others. But they were, you know, Ernie Accorsi and George and Ted were able to convince him John was a good idea. Obviously, it wasn't a good idea. Matt was definitely his hire, and so from the moment he got here, they're kind of joined at the hip, and then everything we've heard from them from the moment Matt got here has been about the collaboration. You know, it's the word that some Bears fans just don't want to hear anymore, and we've heard it as recently as a few weeks ago, you know, so that's why we have that sense. But I don't know that that's ever been true in how they've been evaluated and viewed by George and Ted. To the extent, I don't know where Ted fits in this. I can't not mention him because he's the president and CEO of the ball club. We were told when Ryan got here that Ted was not going to be involved in football decisions or conversations. My indications have been that he doesn't really involve himself to the point of pushing decisions or anything like that. But then every time you hear Matt or Ryan talk, they talk about talking with George and Ted. They never talk about just George. So that's what makes this all a little perplexing to all of us.
See, Danny, I brought it up 2 weeks ago. Was starting to hear some things, and really, this is what happens when it becomes obvious that a coach is toast, that the guy above will try to get himself separated. And maybe he already is, and already was, but there have been rumblings and people you should listen to when they're talking about this stuff who have hinted at this. But this is clearly the most definitive thing we've had on this.
Hub alluded to it and mentioned it directly in that answer. George will speak at the end of the year. He spoke last year when they brought everybody back. So he will face the music on this one way or the other. I don't know how, even if you put Ryan Pace in a new job title, well, you would be elevating him up, conceivably. I don't get how they're linked at the hip through collaboration, and then one stays and the other goes. I don't know how you sell that to the public. It'd be especially when all signs pointed to Fields being more of a Nagy thing than a Pace thing. Like, how do you possibly make that one make sense publicly? We like the direction of our young, talented roster and believe in Justin Fields. Matt Nagy drafted Justin Fields. Matt Nagy's not the right guy to develop Justin Fields. Ryan Pace built the rest of the team around him that isn't good enough to go to the playoffs, but Ryan Pace gets to stay. In fact, he gets a promotion.
I don't think it's that difficult to sell. Actually, I think that if they kick him upstairs and make him a president of football operations and announce that somebody on staff, perhaps Champ Kelly or someone else, is going to come in and be the GM, but we're going to keep Ryan here so we have the continuity of how we structure things, how we scout, because there have been enough hits in the drafts that we've talked about this.
So who has final say on draft picks?
On draft picks? Well, you know,
it would have to be Ryan Pace.
It'd have to be Ryan Pace who has final say on draft picks. But guess what? The new GM will pick the coach. The new GM will pick the coach. So you sell it. That's part of how you sell it, is that because this was not just a Matt Nagy draft pick. It had Matt Nagy's fingerprints all over it, but Ryan's the one who traded up, and then they're out there together and everything. It's easy for him to take some credit for that, I think. But you're satisfying a long-held belief that there needs to be more people in the front office structure by elevating Ryan Pace. And I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying this is how they would sell it. And then we have a new GM. That guy's going to pick the coach. Who is perfect for Justin Fields.
So the president of football operations picks the fifth round draft pick, but the GM who's under him picks the $15 million a year head coach?
Well,
I don't believe that.
The GM and Ryan Pace would collaborate. He would say that. Jesus. They would collaborate on the draft. They would sell it
just
that
more
way.
Cooks in the kitchen.
You know, but here's the thing. There's a precedent from fairly recent Bears history that it speaks exactly to this situation that I need to bring up to you because I think it will inform the conversation a bit.
All right, well, we'll pick it up there then. I think that is going to be a very, very, very tough sell, at least to this Bears observer. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.